Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Governor Kristi Noem has handled the coronavirus crisis with consistency, both in her policy and her messaging. South Dakotans have come to expect their governor to stand by her word and stick to her guns. Is that helpful right now, or is it hurting? SDPB's Kevin Wooster joins us with thoughts on how Noem has led the state during the crisis so far, and how what she sees as the role of government makes a big difference in how we face the pandemic together. You can find his blog online at sdpb.org/Wooster. Hey, Kevin, welcome back.
It's good to be back, Lori. I'm sitting here with my dog, Rosie, and my wife, Mary, in the den because she's working from home. Yeah. Mary, would you like to say anything to the people in the radio?
Hello, Mary.
She says no.
Oh. How about Rosie?
How about you? No, yeah. Nothing from Rosie either. All right.
This is one of my favorite things about this is just going into people's homes all the time and seeing what exactly is going on in there. So,
isn't that nice?
It's lovely. We're all.
Mary, I think Mary thinks it's nice, don't you, honey? She's not speaking to me.
We're all just a little more human, now than we were maybe 4 weeks ago to people. Let's go back a little bit because it is a lot of people have been mentioning. I think John Hunter said on the Junkies the other day, the days blend together in this sort of thing. And Kai Rizdal with the NPR's Marketplace tweeted out March 11th. That was the day that the president made a speech. The stock market tanked. The NBA shuttered. And so this has been, that's a good time as any to start. Governor Noem has said, we've been looking at this since January. So there's different time frames that we could look back. But let's look back a little bit to when Governor Noem started having her first press conferences and how she kind of approached communications about coronavirus and the pandemic in South Dakota. What are some of the things that you noticed early on about her demeanor and her messaging and how she was handling it?
Well, I thought for most of the periods from then to now, I really thought she was doing a good job, a solid job, the kind of leadership you're looking for, not overreacting, not underreacting, and keep always referring to the data and the facts and the science and with assurance, but also increasingly, as we saw what was happening across our country, and I think all of us began to realize something that we didn't imagine before. Even when the experts, the Dr. Fauci's among us, would tell us this could follow the Italian course or the Spain course, or, I don't think many of us could actually believe that. So, and as we saw it following that, the numbers following very similarly, I think you could tell that she was becoming more concerned by the way she conducted herself and the tone of her voice and showed that. And, she took the appropriate actions as other state officials and athletic officials and school officials did, and making closures that are difficult, but not as onerous as they were in some states or have been. And I got comments from Democrats who said, listen, I don't like her very well politically, but she's doing a good job. And I got another one of those this week, early in the week. And I felt the same way. And I think I'm a little bit feeling a little different where I am now and wondering if maybe we need to do more at this point.
South Dakota closed schools before New York City did.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's the sort of thing that you look at and you say, what was some of that early decisive action? Show me, point
absolutely.
To it. That was a big deal.
Absolutely.
As a side note, how much did the leadership of the NBA matter? I don't know that a lot of, I guess I don't listen to a lot of sports radio, but when you think about the NBA making the choice that they did when they did, a lot of people sat up and listened when that happened, especially regarding our state basketball tournaments. It was a big deal.
Yeah, big deal. And I think it helped us when you have people like LeBron James, who initially said when they talked about playing some games without crowds, and he kind of scoffed and said, not playing any games without fans. Fans got to be there. And then a couple of players get sick, and then all this other stuff's going on. And then you've got LeBron James and others that respond appropriately and say there's more important things than basketball. Mm-hmm. And as there aren't very many more important things than school, but lives are among them. And so, again, when you go back, I know Noem has her critics, but when you go back, she was doing the right things and really, in many cases, some out front things along with other officials in South Dakota. And then they got support from other areas. And, they got support from the horrors that were coming out of New York and places in Washington and areas like that. And some of the people that were trying to make political statements were doing too much. look what happened with H1N1 and 12,000 people died, and nobody's making a big deal out of that. And I think when they see the numbers and where we're going, that started to shut up a lot of that,
right.
And with good reason. But now Fauci says, if you think we're overreacting, we're probably about where we should be.
Yeah.
And one of the questions I ask in this blog is, I don't think anybody could say that Kristi Noem is overreacting or has overreacted. So have we reached a point where we're now behind by not doing what people think is an overreaction?
Yeah. One of just a handful of states whose governors has not issued a mandate shelter in place or stay at home order, or everybody's calling it slightly different, phrases. But and she made it very clear in her press conference yesterday, and I think she was on Facebook Live this morning, that her opinion about the role of government stops here. But then she kind of left the door open for for the future, that she said she would make the right decision at the time. Is this political ideology?
Well, you're always a little concerned about that. You're always a little concerned about if it's too much pressure from a certain group, whether it's an economic group or whether it's a partisan ideological group. You hope not. I'm midway or partway through my next blog for the for this blog, when we talk about every week. And it's kind of expanding on a thing I put up on Twitter where I said, what would Bill Jankla do, about a week or so ago? And that got some responses. And one of the joking responses was from a lawyer who knew very well and was very close. And he said he would have sealed the borders and declared martial law and said, okay, that's a pretty good start. That's a joke, but it's not a joke. If you've got a governor that was willing to basically blockade Canadian trucks hauling hogs
right.
to protect pork producers, what do you think he would have done to protect people's lives?
Right.
And Jankla was never worried about. He always said, "I've got a lot of lawyers, sue me." And another guy said, which I'm going to include in the blog, a former advisor, a longtime Jankla advisor, a very smart man, said, and I'm quoting, "He would follow science and make smart decisions. He would shut it down except for first responders. He would accept or fight any consequences for his actions, but only worry about that fight and those consequences when the main fight was won, and that main fight is to protect lives and health of South Dakota citizens."
Mm-hmm.
That was who he was. And I'm not saying he was always right. I'm not saying he would be the right person in this situation, because I think up until this week, I felt pretty good that Noem was the right person. I'm having some doubts now, and we'll see where we go from here.
She said yesterday that these decisions need to be made without emotion. And certainly she's been very calm and consistent
yeah.
every time she takes the microphone. I was thinking yep. about this last night, and I was like, I'm not criticizing her, but personally I can't, I can't separate the emotion of two people dead and, hundreds, sick, thousands out of work. Where's the role? And now we're in that dicey area as a female governor where we're talking about emotions, but, we would talk about it with Jankla because he was such a fiery personality. We'd talk about it with Dugard. Because we could see Dennis Dugard get emotional and when he got emotional and when he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time to get a little emotional about this?
Well, one of the things I like about Kristi Noem, and I like a number of things about her, is she's a cool head. She's tough and calm under pressure, and has been from the first time I ever covered her in her 2010 campaign against Stephanie Hirsch-Sandlin. And I've liked that throughout most of this, and I still like it. But I think we, and Jankla was far from a cool head. I mean, Jankla was...
Right.
was all about John McEnroe type emotion, driving himself to play better. Now, sometimes it, like McEnroe, it drove him to play beyond that and play worse, but not often. And the thing as I touch on in this blog is Jankla was so informed and so out front. He was always telling about some trend, some development, something going on somewhere. I can guarantee you that in early January, he would have been talking about the coronavirus with reporters and saying, "Hey, you're following this thing as China. Are you following this?" And I've been reading on it, and I've had my staff do some research on it. And I don't know how much of that went on. I wouldn't blame Governor Noem for being a little bit behind on that kind of stuff, because not everybody is Bill Jankla in that regard. I wasn't out front of this. I was not taking it seriously. I don't want her to lose control. I like the way she is reasonable and steady and calm and reassuring. I think that's been a real strength for her. I'm just reaching a point where, like you, where I think, take that maybe to the next level.
Hmm.
this time.
Have we seen her pivot before? Because one of the things that seems to be a hallmark of her administration so far is that she's decisive. She is, you know, when she makes up her mind, she makes up her mind. But we've also seen her change that mind because she signed an industrial hemp bill, didn't she? Now, I'm going to have to look up exactly what happened with that industrial hemp bill because I haven't been paying attention. But my point is she's willing to take input and make a different decision. Do you think that in our remaining minute that she is going to take input from people like Senator John Thune or President Donald Trump or the public health officials that are talking to her now? Will she pivot and do more?
Well, I certainly think she's listening, and I think she's taking what she hears seriously. And I do think, I agree with you, that she has shown on certain areas and certain points that after a period of time, and it's been a period of time with her, she wants to consider things, she wants to go over things, she wants to take time to not overreact. The problem is with this, do we have time for that, what seems to be her normal process of contemplation and consideration? Mm-hmm. We don't. I think we have hours, days, weeks, maybe, but I don't know if we have that much time.
Well, we're about to find out day by day. Kevin Wooster, you can find his blog at sdpb.org/Wooster. And again, when we have these back and forth, it's always good to remind us that Governor Noem has said via executive order that people should make these decisions that should follow the CDC guidelines. So she is telling you to stay home. She's just not mandating the close of businesses. And that's an important distinction to make, even as we parse out the politics and the authority of it. Kevin, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely.